This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This is Dan Campbell. We got open lines 248-539-9797. They need it and they got it. Now they're the number one seed in the NFC with only 11 games left. Obviously, a lot of football to be played, but it's also good to have a leg up as they took care of business yesterday. 31-29. That's right, 29 for Minnesota. Kang somehow, someway talked himself into a 29-19 prediction. You didn't get the team right. We laughed at the numbers 29 and 19. And after you said them, you laughed at them. But as they say, lo and behold, he got 29 right.
Like Gator said, the computer in my head, the algorithm just spit out the number 29. And I just want to let people know it's possible.
It is possible.
It happened.
It totally
no scoring
happened.
On me, but they got it. No.
248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, Michigan to Michigan State calls. Keith is next. Hi, Keith.
How you doing?
What's up, Keith?
How you doing, sir?
We're good.
You know, when it was talking about the Lions pass rush, you have to look at it. Minnesota had two great offensive tackles. They had a pretty good, a fairly good offensive line. And the Lions was getting pushed, but they, you know, they need a little extra, but they got four sacks. And I just been in games with Hutchinson only got one. So I just think they should just got to have to get the right fit and the right kind of guy. The right kind of guy can fit that scheme. But also about Bates, I wouldn't trust the handing the ball off because you can fumble it. The coach made the right decision. And the third thing is Holmes got us where we at today, where we can now people are talking about the Detroit Lions as a Super Bowl team, not a perennial loser like they've been in the past.
Well, look, they obviously, you know, answered the bell under extremely – stressful circumstances, and I was glad. Look, it doesn't decrease a sense of urgency, and Holmes promises they're not going to be a prisoner to the moment, but they just went and won a massive game without Aiden Hutchinson, and overcoming that, they did it for one Sunday in about the toughest possible circumstances. Can they keep going to that well? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's reassuring to see that it didn't completely decimate this team and decimate this defense. The 29 points, as you pointed out very astutely, six came on a scoop and score. Was that the one they went for two afterwards?
I don't remember.
I think it was. They went for two after that scoop and score. So six came there. Another seven came when the offense, well, the special teams turned it over on the fake punt and gave them a short field. So the defense, all in all, had a pretty decent day. Had a pretty decent day.
Yeah, they gave up the yards, but they also made some key plays. Mm-hmm. And you can't discount that. I didn't think there was enough pressure on the quarterback, but you know,
it got some late.
I think it's something that'll they did get some late, and it's something that will be worked on. It's a work in progress. This is not the finished product with life after Hutchinson.
Nope.
And it doesn't mean that they should stop looking for help in the trade market. I think they should absolutely look and, you know, turn over every stone and find out what's a fit, what isn't a fit, so they can make the best decision for this football team moving forward. I'd feel better as a fan if they added someone that was an upgrade. I'd doesn't matter to me. I think there are degrees of what would be. Za'Darius Smith is an awfully good choice if he's available from Cleveland. He's got 4 sacks on the season. The same total that Myles Garrett has, but you know what? Myles Garrett's a different kind of player in the way that he affects a game. But certainly wouldn't come with the same price tag. I don't know if Za'Darius Smith is going to be available or not, but Cleveland just lost again. And at 1-6, it doesn't look good for them, particularly with their quarterback going out with an Achilles injury for the rest of the season. So what are they going to do? This is the kind of waiting game you're playing. You're waiting to see how many teams are going to drop out before the trade deadline, and can you talk to them about increasing the talent on your own team, and specifically as an edge rusher?
So I treat the Cleveland Browns like they're kind of going to have a garage sale, right? They have to. The record sucks. The team's falling apart. The starting quarterback just went down. The backup quarterback went down, the guy that they think might be the future. They already sold off a piece. So that's why I feel like, all right, garage sale. Za'Darius Smith is going to be in the driveway on a table. All right, you walk up to this garage sale, and you're like, huh, that Za'Darius Smith is all right, what's the price on that? Okay, not bad. But then you know what? You have to use the bathroom, and you go inside, and you see Myles Garrett sitting in there. He's not for sale. He's in the house, but I'm going to ask about him anyways. So you're at this garage sale, and they have stuff for sale, but you got to ask what's in the house. And you ask, hey, everyone's got a price, and yeah. I'm just going to ask.
What about the good stuff we got?
Exactly. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think Brad Holmes needs to do his work here and be like, hey, I'll call about Za'Darius Smith, but by the way, you willing to move Garrett at all?
I see you have a Simone Fontecchio rookie card. But I also noticed there's a Karl Malone in the back there. Is that for sale?
I got to tell you, back-to-back great analogies from you two. Well, and it's starting to crystallize, too, who the most available players are going to be. These are the most available players are most likely at the bottom of the standings in the AFC. That's where Cleveland resides. That's where New England resides with Keon White. That's where Tennessee resides with Landry. And that's where Vegas is starting to creep towards the bottom. They're 2-5 now, and that's not a huge surprise. I still don't think there's true legitimate accessibility to Max Crosby, and there's no – I mean, this is starting to feel like they've got Tarek Skubal. And, you know, when the Tigers, Tarek Skubal, we talked about it a lot, but when it was all said and done – it felt as if there was never really a chance that he was going to get traded. And I think that's probably the case with Crosby. You ask. You, of course, ask. But there's a lot more reporting about Za'Darius Smith today.
Well, and we'll see what happens as the week progresses with the Lions taking on Tennessee. That's where Landry is. So if it likely happens after the game, see what kind of game Landry has against the Lions and see if the Lions come away with a win like they should because they're favored. And, okay, all things point to let's get the win. Don't make it a trap game because the Packers are coming up after that.
And the NFL feels like every game's a trap game.
Right.
But
don't look past it. But take care of business. And then if you do, it's another loss that you hang on Tennessee. And are they even – all right. Just take him.
He's 28 years old. He's getting up there a little bit, but he's right in the prime of his career, and he played for the Lions D-line coach last year. Now, to be clear, I started thinking about this over the weekend. That doesn't mean they might not have had a great working relationship.
May not.
You always assume that they do, but it doesn't mean that's the case. And that might have really nothing to do with truly can you get him. 248-539-9797. Sean's in Farmington and next. Hi, Sean.
Boys, how you doing?
What's up?
So just a couple points. Number one, after yesterday's game, I don't see another team. I've watched a lot of the NFL. I don't see another team that plays as well-rounded as our team does, and it makes me that much more excited about, like, making it to the Super Bowl. So for me, the only other team I think is playing just as well-rounded is the Ravens, is who I'm most afraid of. I'm not even afraid of the Chiefs. But what I'm trying to say is we need an edge rusher. I mean, we're there. We are there. I think we all know that we're there. And it doesn't have to be a Crosby. It would be great. A Crosby, a Garrett, those would all be great, options. But somebody that can just get home. Because it's not going to be easy, you know, getting deep into the playoffs and trying to get there without making an impact at the line. They always say, how do you win football games? It's in the trenches. You know, so it's like we definitely need an edge rusher. And then random point for me off topic was, what's Laporta been doing? Is he just hobbled? Like, I don't get why he's not. Like, our team is doing great, and we're not even utilizing him to his potential. So I feel like, you know, getting an edge rusher, getting this team, I mean.
Look, yesterday's game, Sean, yesterday's game was great in that they won. That's the great part. It was also, I kind of like that they did, that Darnold had a lot of time because it doesn't fool anybody. Holmes still knows he needs an edge rusher. They can get by without one, so they don't have to sound desperate when they're at the negotiating table. But yeah, and then as far as Laporta, he'll have his day. We did this with Amon-Ra earlier in the year.
He'll have
his day.
Yeah, and right now, like I said about the game yesterday, it was Amon-Ra's day yesterday, Jahmyr Gibbs' day yesterday. Sometimes it's Montgomery's day. Sometimes it's J-Mo's day.
J-Mo had one catch for -4 yards. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's
did, I'm did not he look upset.
No, just go win the game, and you know they'll all be used. There's only so many snaps, and if Amon-Ra is the guy on a day, that's great.
Teams have to decide how they're going to defend against the Lions' offense. Where are they going to put their double teams at? They're always concerned about the running game. You got to stop the run game. But if you're so fixated on that, it opens up. You're going to have one-on-one matchups. Those receivers are going to get open. This Lions' offense is very good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Keith is next on 97.1 A Ticket. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, I'm just calling from out here in Utah. I'm a Michigan transplant, and I listen to you guys periodically when I can.
Great.
Via online, of course. Nope. Hey, I wanted to say I've got two champs, and the first one is just kind of an overview of what this Lions team is now. I've been watching in these guys for a lot of years, and there's no way under previous administrations and previous coaching staffs that the Lions win that game yesterday. They do not win that game yesterday. They fold on one point or another, there's a magic at the end, or something happens, and that's just a testament to all the way from Sheila Fordhamp down for Holmes and this coaching staff and the belief that this team has. I was nervous yesterday when it was coming down the stretch, but I wasn't like, oh, here we go again.
It's weird. We're looking for who's going to make the play to win the game, not who's going to blow it or what's about to happen.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. And my other champ is just Jared Goff. How calm and cool was he in the pocket pre-snap. And that one time when he had Tim Patrick come across and pick up that blitz for that touchdown to St. Brown,
yep.
He had him come over. He looked at that line. He saw seven guys at the line and didn't know for sure who was coming, but he thought they were coming, and he brought Patrick over. He picked up that blitz and just threw a perfect pass. The guy is ice, man. He is really calm and cool in the pocket. And I think that the rest of the offense feeds off that.
He's fantastic, and the Patrick block is just that just goes with what the Lions look for in receivers. Your receivers, you want to see the field, you got to block. He loves to block. Jameson Williams loves to block. Amon Ross St. Brown loves to block. Obviously, the tight ends love to block. It's a key to this offense.
I can't wait to ask him about that play tomorrow. That and others.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app